Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And it's marriage week on The Brian Lehrer Show. Now that we've all digested the news of the Supreme Court throwing out DOMA and Prop 8, let's draw back the curtain this week and show our contestants exactly what they've won. Gays are rushing toward marriage while heteros are rushing away. Where do these lines intersect? Does hetero marriage deserve to be saved? So all this week we'll have call-ins for different groups of listeners about marriage, gay, and straight. And let's start with this. A call-in for newlyweds, gay and straight, married this year. What do you want from your marriage, and how do you think this is different from your parents and grandparents? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Newlyweds, gay and straight, congratulations, first of all. May you all live happily ever after. But let's talk about what that means. It's a call-in for newlyweds, gay and straight, married anytime this year. What do you want from your marriage, and how do you think this is different from your parents and grandparents? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And we'll add a twist, an additional question, if you are newlyweds who are gay or lesbian, LGBT newlyweds. Are you ever amazed that marriage has become the centerpiece of the gay rights movement when previous LGBT generations made more of a political point of celebrating alternatives to traditional family structures? Andrea Dworkin said, hetero marriage was legalized rape. Did the AIDS epidemic change all that? How did the movement move from, you know, a bit of wild side to house and garden? Obviously, there's diversity in all groups, and there are gays and lesbians, just like there are heterosexuals, who are going to want to live different kinds of lifestyles. But the focus of the movement has so changed to where marriage has become the centerpiece. And I wonder if you're a gay or lesbian newlywed couple or in one, how that informs how you approach your marriage. So newlyweds, gay and straight, this is a call in for you. How do you think what you want is different from what your parents or your grandparents wanted when they were newlyweds? And secondary question for our gay and lesbian newlywed listeners, how do you think what you want might be different from what generations of gays and lesbians before you did from their relationships? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, and we'll put you on the air right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now it's marriage week on The Brian Lehrer Show. We're going to have different questions about marriage and some guests as the week goes along, and we are beginning today, and I'll actually tip you off that tomorrow we're going to have a call-in for people married 25 years or more and see how you react to what we are about to hear from our newlyweds, and see if you think what the newlyweds expect from marriage is different than either what you did when you were a newlywed or what you now think people should or can expect from marriage now that you've been at it for a few decades or more. 212-433-WNYC. Today for newlyweds, did you get married this year? Let's hear from you. 212-433-9692. If you're a newlywed, gay or straight, what is it that you hope for from your marriage, and do you think this is different from your parents or your grandparents? 212-433-9692. And I see that only a few calls are coming in, so maybe this is a little bit too much of a needle in a haystack. So how about if you got married in the last 2 years? Maybe that'll expand the pool enough. And I even see we have somebody who's about to get married, so that's okay. If you're about to get married, you're already engaged. What do you want from your marriage? And how do you think that that's different from what your grandparents or your parents might have said to that same question? But we can expand it just so we get more people on the line. To anybody who's gotten married, let's say in the last 2 years, what do you hope for from your marriage, and how do you think that's different or similar to what your parents or your grandparents might have hoped for? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And Sheila in Harlem, thanks so much for calling up. You're on WNYC.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me on the show.
And congratulations in advance, I gather.
Yes, I'm getting married in within 3 weeks, actually, to my lovely fiancé, Emily.
Well, congratulations. And what are you hoping that this marriage will provide you and your lovely fiancé, Emily?
I think one thing is very different in how we are approaching our marriages, and I think that our parents would have, is knowing, and some of this is based on research, that we're going to change through our marriage. And I don't think that previous generations really thought about changing and about really growing together as much. And I think and we're really based on experiences. We want to have a lot of experiences together, and that's a big difference. I also think as a lesbian couple, we don't see each other as being in different worlds. Like when I watch TV, there's kind of like, oh, I have to have girls' night, and that's separate from my husband. He's doing boys' night. I mean, we do separate groups of friends, but we also don't expect that we're not going to be able to have the same thoughts and to understand each other completely. We're not on the different, you know, we're not on Mars and Venus.
Sheila, thank you very much. That's a great way to start us off. Charlie in Middletown, also congratulations in advance, right? Charlie,
yes,
you there?
Yes, thank you very much. We're getting married in 2 weeks. Exciting.
And what do you hope for from your marriage, and how different do you think that is from your parents or your grandparents?
Well, I think that my generation has waited a lot longer to get married. I'm 35. My fiance just turned 30. And I think it'd be based in we want to be established. We want to have careers and be ready to have children and be, you know, have money established and a house and all these things in advance of getting married, which I think is different from our parents' generation, who as soon as they were done with high school or college had to be married, and they were and they went on.
One of the things that we'll be doing later in the week is a segment specifically on marriage and money. You mentioned money. Did you look for, in someone who you would be willing to marry,
right,
somebody who would be a provider in addition to you?
Yes, absolutely, which I think is also different from my parents' generation. I wanted to have someone, you know, who earns as much as me, that will have equal footing in the relationship going forward, someone that I can rely on when my times are rough and her on me. So I wasn't necessarily looking for a stay-at-home mom.
Charlie, thank you so much for your call. And again, congratulations. 212-433-WNYC. And Amy in Manalapan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Brian. So I just moved to Manalapan in January from Staten Island in 2011 from being born and raised in Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
And I cheated. I was divorced this year, married 2 years ago in 2011, but I really wanted to call you.
So I did say anybody who was married within the last 2 years, so you cheated your way in, you snuck in. Do you want to talk about your marriage or your divorce?
Well, my marriage, I think, is interesting because my recent ex-husband, we're still together. Our relationship, I think, really grew as both of us got married. He was from a broken divorced family with a lot of estrangements.
Uh-huh.
I was from, you know, a mother and father who got married, stayed together, but just had a small civil wedding, no big wedding, and they stayed together more because that's what they were supposed to do. Like, them being happy wasn't that important. They had to do the right thing, and there were rules to follow. And I think me and Tom, now, we have a 17-month-old baby, and we're happier, and our relationship has grown because we're giving each other the space to be parents and to define our own relationship. Being married was a lot of pressure. We tried to have a house because you're supposed to have a house. We both grew up in apartments. It was impossible. We knew nothing about owning a house. We almost each had a nervous breakdown. Now with our own apartments, we each moved out here to Manalapan. We work together. It's the best joint custody, co-parenting relationship that I've heard of from anyone that I know that's been divorced. So I think that's kind of
You're raising so many issues that are so rich, one of them being that you were looking for happiness from your relationship where you feel like your parents were just feeling that they needed to follow some rules, if I hear you right. And you and your ex are willing to make your own rules, where even to the point where you think your divorce might be in the best interest of your child.
Exactly.
Amy, thank you very much. And we're going to be doing a segment later in this Marriage Week series on The Brian Lehrer Show, specifically on divorce in the year 2013. And I'm sure we'll come back to some of the things that Amy raised in that segment. Charlie in Greenwich, you're on WNYC. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Brian, love the show.
Thanks. You're newlywed?
Yeah, just about 2 years ago. Actually, it's pretty appropriate. The last caller was talking about a divorce because that's what I am specifically trying to avoid in finding my wife. And we, I was talking to a screener, and we used eHarmony.com. And I was just saying how great it is because you get a lot of the things, you know, the can't stands or must haves of any relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That's all put out for everyone to see. And if you're being honest and trying to find the woman or man you love or whatever it is, it just can accelerate a relationship and put a real jolt of honesty into it that I think really helps, you know, throughout the entire relationship.
Were you just trying to avoid things that you don't like in someone or trying to avoid patterns that you saw in your parents?
You know, I think it was maybe trying to find the attributes that, quite frankly, I saw in my parents. My parents have been married for over 40 years. You know, we have just a great relationship. I have three sisters who are all, two of them are happily married. And, you know, a lot of our friends joke, you know, well, you know, you two remind me of your parents, which is a great compliment for me.
Charlie, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much. Joe in Fairfield, you're a newlywed for the fourth time.
Yes, that's right, Brian. Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you, and I apologize in advance. We have 45 seconds left. So, how do you think this could be so instructive for people? How do you think your concept of what you want from a marriage has changed with repeated marriages?
I think the problem is the historic expectation that you're making a commitment for life, and that if, in fact, both you and your partner are growing people, that you grow together, but you may also be growing separately, and your needs change over a 10- or 15-year period of time. Each of those relationships for me have been extraordinarily rich, and I expect my fourth marriage to be extraordinarily rich, but I'm also realizing that we're both strong individuals who may have other choices to make in the future of our lives.
Joe, thank you very much for your call. And that ends today's first call-in on Marriage Week on The Brian Lehrer Show. Today, some newlyweds putting it out there. Congratulations to all of you, whether it's the first time or the fourth time. Tomorrow, if you've been married 25 years, get ready to call in. As the week goes on, we will talk about marriage and money and how attitudes toward those things have changed tremendously over the years, and divorce and more. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Talk to you tomorrow.